The Road Safety Authority is to convene focus groups with teachers and students as part of its plans to develop a new road safety module for transition year students. The move follows the meeting between the RSA and Education Minister Norma Foley to help improve road safety culture among young people. Back last year, there were 12 road fatalities among children under 15 and 113 serious injuries in the same age group. 58 people have died on our roads so far this year. Almost 1,100 post-primary students currently attend Presentation College Athenry, County Galway. School principal there, Cathal Moore, has been giving his reaction to the plans for a new road safety module for the transition year students to our reporter, Sally Ann Barrett.
I think for too long, maybe young people have been spoken to and maybe haven't been consulted properly. So I think it's an excellent idea to get their views and to involve them in the decision making and give them a say. Because I know from working with them every day, they're very creative, they're very innovative. And if you want the message to get across to them, I think you have to use them and work with them. And I suppose get reference points from them as to how the message will actually get across. Because I think we know from over the past several years, our road fatalities are going the wrong way. And if we're going to address that, of course, tomorrow's drivers are the young people coming up. So I think there is definitely a role that education can play in that.
This new idea is for a module for the transition years. For those attending your school, Cathal, do you think that that would be beneficial to target that particular group?
Yeah, I think there's benefits to targeting that group, but I would actually like to see maybe targeting younger students once they come into secondary school. I wouldn't have an objection to the education starting at primary level either. But I think the earlier you start, the better, because that's when the ideas form. And I think we all know once ideas are formed and young people have those ideas, it's very difficult to change habits. And I would say by leaving it to transition year, a lot of transition year students maybe have experience of driving. Especially in rural areas, if they come from a farming background, they may already be driving vehicles on a farm. So I think the younger that you could start the education, the better. We have 400 hours of well-being now in junior cycle, and that's mandatory. I think there can be a space found somewhere along there where maybe that there could be an input and maybe build upon it in transition year. And I welcome the ideas of the minister. There's a whole revamp taking part in transition year at the moment. But I think it may be just a little bit too late leaving it until then. And I think it needs to be an integrated approach as soon as students arrive in first year, and that they don't see this is something that's left until transition year, that it's something they experience the whole way throughout the school. And I think what we all want out of this is a better fatality rate, and that the figures start going the right way and a safer place for all, because I suppose we all dread leaving school at the start of a holiday, and my one wish as the students leave is that everybody returns, but unfortunately that's not always the case.
Some interesting ideas and opinions there from Cathal Moore, Principal of Presentation College Athenry in County Galway. We'll discuss them indeed now with Sarah O'Connor, who's the Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with Road Safety Ireland. Sarah, good morning.
With the Road Safety Authority. Good morning to you.
Oh, sorry, apologies. This is the challenge that has been set now to you by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. What, and you're going to have the focus groups and so on, but what needs to be in this TY programme?
Well, we have an existing TY programme that was created in 2009 that was updated in 2017. And I suppose the focus groups will look to two things. It will look to how is that programme functioning, what's good, what's bad, what teachers and students might want to change about it. We'll also be including people who have participated in other road safety education programmes, whether those are from the Gardaí, from Rotary Ireland, from Corlin and Oak, who all offer interventions in schools across the country. And then we'll also be speaking to teachers and to students who've never done any road safety education in schools to carve out what might prompt them to engage, to make sure that we understand what the barriers are to them running our existing programme and to go from there. Mm. As it stands, the programme has been 34 lessons long, which is quite long given the commitments that transition years have. And so even though we don't want to, I suppose, make the focus groups a foregone conclusion, we expect that it will come back and recommend that the class structure be shorter, so maybe something along the lines of 10 lessons. And we also expect that students will come back and feedback about hearing their own voices, a lot of it being peer-led. being experiential and
Sarah,
I suppose
just to come in there, because I know that the existing program, sorry, we have crossover on each other on the line at the moment, so I know we have the existing program covers things like seat belts and speed, intoxicated driving, alcohol and drugs and all of that. But to come back to that point that was made by Cathal Moore in the earlier clip, and you heard him saying, you know, we need to start much earlier here, because particularly in rural Ireland, and not just in rural Ireland, young people are up on vehicles. Whether that's legal or illegal is beside the point. They are already in the vehicles and they are already driving. And that needs to be addressed. And the whole issue of safety within that context needs to be addressed. Would you agree?
Totally, totally. The RSA has existing programmes that start with our Check a Fits seatbelt programme in infancy, onto our Simon and Friends programme in creches, onto our seatbelt sheriff programme in primary school. When we audited our education services and our programmes earlier, you know, as we were meeting the minister and in the months since, what came back loud and clear is actually that our programmatic mix at primary school is quite good, though we do want to expand and scale that up so that as many schools as possible participate. But actually where we identified the bigger gaps were at secondary school level and at colleges level. And so our first priority is looking at the transition year programme, specifically because, as you mentioned at the top, the minister is working on that transition year statement of strategy. So it's a very good time to get a change put in very, very promptly and very quickly. Our second priority at secondary school level, we'd be hoping we can either bring it in late this year or early next year, is to revise and to look at the road safety programme that we have in existence for junior cycle. At the moment, like, that's an excellent programme. It's absolutely brilliant, mm-hmm. but not enough schools are aware of it. Not enough teachers are trained to deliver it. And it would fit exactly as your principal mentioned there into that wellbeing subject matter. So it's perfect. And we know that there is a very big interest in it from the conference we attended with the minister about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I suppose that's the priority. And we'll be looking at transition year first and that piece afterwards. But running alongside that, we have other two major pieces that are live at the moment. Okay. One around recruiting two people to do an intervention in colleges, specifically using our virtual reality headsets and our drink driving intervention, and a second one around starting our first ever structured youth forum at the end of April.
Lots happening. Thank you very much, Sarah O'Connor of the Road Safety Authority.